pledge? In Islamic terminology, the Arabic word nadr means an adult Muslim pledges to do something for Allah's sake. Conditions and wording. A pledge is valid only if it is stated by a sane adult person making a free decision. It cannot be done by a child. A madman or a person of impaired mental faculty, or under compulsion. To make a pledge, a person should say, I owe it to Allah that I will do such and such, or I commit myself to do this and that, or other words stating what he is pledging to do. Types. Pledges may be valid or invalid, permissible or forbidden, binding or worthless. A pledge is valid and binding if it involves something good, such as a voluntary act of worship, with the pledging person hoping to earn Allah's pleasure. It is invalid and worthless when a person pledges to do something at the grave of someone he thinks to have been pious, or to do some other forbidden act. If the person makes such kind of pledge, he would be doing what Allah has forbidden and he incurs Allah's displeasure and becomes liable to his punishment. Types of pledges. 1. An open-ended pledge. This refers to a case when one says, I pledge to Allah, but does not specify anything. In this case, the pledge is considered like an oath and an atonement for unfulfilled oath applies whether the pledge is restricted or unrestricted. 2. A pledge in anger or in an argument. This refers to a conditional pledge intended to prevent or force something, or to imply that what another person is saying is true or false. Such a pledge is treated like an oath, because it is not intended as a commitment. 3. A pledge to do what is permissible. This refers to a pledge to do any ordinary and permissible thing, such as pledging to wear a blue shirt, or to drive a car, etc. 4. A pledge to do what is forbidden. This is when a person pledges himself to do something that Allah has forbidden. 5. A pledge to do an act of worship, as when a person pledges to offer a number of prayers, fast for a number of days, or go on pilgrimage. Examples of pledges that must not be fulfilled. A man may vow that he would drink wine, or a woman may pledge that she would fast when she is in the period. These are forbidden actions and such pledges must be ignored and never fulfilled. People may make pledges to dead people, thinking that those people are close to Allah and can intercede with them. No sin is greater than this, because it implies shirk.